Our reading this morning is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Therefore, God's chosen ones, holy and loved, put a heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, accepting one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so also you must forgive. Above all, put on love, the perfect bond of unity. And let the peace of the Messiah, to which you were also called in one body, control your hearts. Be thankful. Let the message about the Messiah dwell richly among you, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, and singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Well, before John took off for his little short vacation, he blessed me with this honor to be able to come up here today and introduce Steve and Elise Brau. They've flown a long ways from Philippines to come see us and to share a little bit of their story and what they're doing in God's plan. And it's a beautiful message, and just Steve and Elise.
Good morning. I'm getting used to this here Britney Spears mic, you know. So, why don't we go show the video, and then we'll start with that, so we can sit down.
No, it's... Hope Mountain Center, located in Cebu, Philippines, is a safe refuge of hope, healing, and restoration for children rescued from online sexual abuse and exploitation. Hope Mountain Center also cares for children that are victim survivors of other forms of abuse, including rape and sexual molestation. The mission of Hope Mountain Center is to transform the lives of children who are victim survivors of sexual abuse and exploitation, to empower every child move from helpless victim to thriving survivor. At Hope Mountain Center, children live in a family-style setting surrounded by an atmosphere of unconditional love, care, and compassion. A Christian-Filipino married couple are the primary house parents in each of the homes at Hope Mountain Center. The children have positive male and female role models pouring into their lives. Hope Mountain Center, located in Cebu, Philippines, is a safe refuge of hope, healing, and restoration for children rescued from online sexual abuse and exploitation. Hope Mountain Center also cares for children that are victim survivors of other forms of abuse, including rape and sexual molestation. The mission of Hope Mountain Center is to transform the lives of children who are victim survivors of sexual abuse and exploitation, to empower every child move from helpless victim to thriving survivor. At Hope Mountain Center, children live in a family-style setting surrounded by an atmosphere of unconditional love, care, and compassion. A Christian-Filipino married couple are the primary house parents in each of the homes at Hope Mountain Center. The children have positive male and female role models pouring into their lives. Each child receives counseling, medical care, nutritious meals, clothing, an education, life skills training, and biblical discipleship. 20 children currently live at Hope Mountain Center, including 15 girls and 5 boys between the age of 3 through 17 years old. The following story is fictitious. This story is based on the real lives of children living at Hope Mountain Center. When the children become adults, they may choose to tell their own story. It will be their story to tell, not ours. Stacy was 11 years old when her mother brought home her new foreign boyfriend. She was much older than her mother's previous boyfriends. Stacy's mother met him online. The boyfriend was kind and generous and bought the family many special gifts. For the first time, Stacy could remember they had plenty of food to eat and nice clothes to wear. One day, Stacy's mother told her that the boyfriend wanted to spend some special time with Stacy. The boyfriend was always nice to Stacy, so she didn't hesitate to agree. The details of what happened next are too traumatic to share. Stacy's abuse began that day and it continued online after the foreigner returned home. 2 years later, when Stacy was online with the foreigner, the Philippine National Police and the Department of Social Welfare and Development stormed into their home. Stacy and her brother were taken to a temporary government shelter and her mother was arrested. Several weeks later, Stacy and her brother were referred to Hope Mountain Center for long-term care. When Stacy moved in, she had scars from self-harm and she blamed herself for her mother's arrest. Stacy had been receiving counseling to help her work through the trauma she experienced. She's starting to understand that the things that happened to her and her family were not her fault. Stacy still had bad days, but not as frequently as before. After learning about Jesus, Stacy accepted Christ as her savior. Stacy is motivated to do well at school. She wants a career where she can help children. Stacy's traumatic experiences will be with her for the rest of her life, but through the ministry of Hope Mountain Center, she can have a hope-filled and happy future. In less than 2 years, four of the girls living at Hope Mountain Center will turn 18 years old. In July 2025, after they complete their school year, these girls will need to be transferred from Hope Mountain Center into a transitional care home. A transitional care home is a safe place for girls transitioning from childhood to adulthood. It is a place where they are cared for by trained staff while they attend school or vocational training. It is a place where biblical discipleship is part of the girls' everyday lives. It is a place where the girls can find help when they are struggling with the effects of their past trauma. It is a place filled with care and compassion. It is a place where prayer happens and miracles take place. We currently do not have sufficient funding to establish a transitional care home. Without a transitional care home, these girls will not have a safe place to live. Their ability to complete their education and become independent, healthy adults will be cut short. Your help is needed. We need to raise money to rent and furnish a home. We need funds to hire house parents to live with these girls at the transitional care home. Funding is also needed for utilities, food, and household supplies. The one-time cost to rent and furnish a home to accommodate up to 6 girls is estimated to be $10,000. The cost to operate a transitional care home, including staff, rent, utilities, food, and household supply, is estimated to be $3,000 per month. With your donation, you are helping create future leaders to fight against sexual abuse and exploitation, including teachers, social workers, attorneys, artists, flight attendants, chefs, and whatever other career these girls may choose. Find out how you can help at www.hope-mountain.org.
Good morning. There's one thing you didn't see in that video, right? That's us. Because the ministry is not about us. It's about the children and caring for the children. And so we wanted you to see us before I start our message. So I'm Steve, and this is Elisa, and it's good to be back. You can go sit down. I just wanted you to see her. All right. Thank you to New Life Community Church for all your support, your love, care, and compassion for us and for the ministry of Hope Mountain. Thank you, Pastor Motz, wherever you are today, for letting us share. Where's he at right now?
He's in the Down Under.
Oh, he's in Australia, huh? Okay. For letting us share an update about Hope Mountain Center. I don't normally share messages. I mean, I did, I think, last time we were here. So this is a faith building and stretching experience for me, and I appreciate that because you guys are a loving, wonderful church. There's no better way, no better place for me to practice doing this than here in front of you, because I know you guys won't judge me and you guys love me and care for me. So that's great. So Colossians 3, 12 through 17, I'm going to read it again, but it's traditional in Philippine churches to stand when reading the scripture. So let's all stand, and I'm going to reread that scripture in the NIV. Colossians 3, 12 through 17. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ dwell in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs of praise from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. You may be seated. Thank you. These verses are an amazing summary of what our Christian life is supposed to be like. The first part of verse 12 begins with a summary of what Christ has done for us. Christ chose to lay down his life for us. Through his sacrifice, he made us holy and acceptable to God. And God dearly loves us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This section of verses ends with a comprehensive overview of how we are to live our lives. About 25 years ago, God brought this verse to my attention, and I chose it to be my life verse. I wrote verse 17 down on a 3x5 card, and I taped it to my computer monitor at work. I worked at Merced County Department of Public Works as a civil engineer for 32 years. It's good to have one of my bosses here, former bosses, and someone I have a lot of respect for, so I'm glad to have you here. At the time, I didn't realize how significant this verse is and how much I was falling short. So verse 17, let me read that again. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So to me, whatever you do, whatever we do, whatever I do, whatever actions I take, whatever I say, whatever words come out of my mouth, I am called to be a representative of Christ and God the Father. I am to do and say what Christ would do and say. The bumper sticker that people used to have on their cars, "What would Jesus do?" I think it's still a very valid bumper sticker. The message is still a good reminder for us. Before we say or do anything, we need to remember that we are representatives of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. Our lives are supposed to always reflect the attributes and fruit of the Spirit to everyone in every situation, not just select situations when we want to. Galatians 5, 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. When I taped verse 17 to my computer monitor, I was a good Christian. And it's okay. I taped it so that people that came to my office couldn't see I had this little scripture on my verse and on my in my office, right? Because at the county, that's not something that you really are supposed to do, is display scripture. In the Philippines, it is totally different. You go into offices and there's scriptures on the walls, no matter what office it is. And that's something that is really refreshing, to go and see scriptures on the verse in public offices. But I was a good Christian. I attended church and Bible studies every week, and I was involved in leading ministries. In 2007, I started to attend Celebrate Recovery Yosemite Church to support a family member. And it was there, though, that I discovered that I had an anger problem. I didn't have rage-type anger, but I realized that I had been using anger as a tool to accomplish my job, primarily dealing with Caltrans. It was... Anyway. I was very prideful. I was good at my job, but I used anger and manipulation to get my tasks done. I was good at my job, but I was not a good representative of Christ. One day, God spoke to me and asked, would the people you're working with, would the people at Caltrans on the other end of the phone believe that you are a Christian? And that question shook me. I started changing my behavior that very day. It was hard at first, but every day through focused prayer, it became easier. Before I would make that phone call to Caltrans, I would pray, God, let me be a representative to you. Okay, because it really was something that became important to me. So over time, I discovered that by using kindness and respect, I was even more effective at getting things done. The people I worked with, people at Caltrans, wanted to help me because of the way I treat them now. Before, they wanted to help me, but because they wanted to get me off the phone. And that's not a good representative of Christ. Little did I know that during this time, God was preparing me to become a missionary in the Philippines to start Hope Mountain Center. These were lessons that I had to learn before I could do the things that God wanted me to do. Verses 12 through 16 include some very specific attributes or virtues that are supposed to be part of our everyday lives. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiving, and loving. We are supposed to allow the peace of Christ to rule in our hearts. This is a choice that we need to make. We need to choose to allow the peace of Christ to rule in our hearts. It seems most of the time we choose to complain or to be angry. I still catch myself almost every other day complaining about things that don't really matter, and that disrupts the peace of Christ in my heart. It can be hard to feel peace when you watch the news or focus on political events happening in the United States or around the world. Just mentioning politics probably raises a very strong emotion for all of us. It probably, you know, this response comes up automatically, and we take sides, and we shouldn't. We need to let the peace of Christ dwell in us richly. It can distract us from being a reflection of Christ if we don't let the peace of God rule in our hearts. We are to be thankful. We are to sing to God with gratitude in our hearts. We are admonished in these verses to let the message of Christ dwell in us richly. The only way I know to do that is we need to read and study God's word. If we don't know God's word, how are we supposed to let God's word dwell in us richly? In order to understand God's word, it is best to be involved in a Bible study with other people. Imagine that, meeting with other people in Bible study and studying scripture together. I hope you guys do that. We can learn God's word on our own, that's true. But our understanding of Scripture can really only become rich when we study God's Word with others, where we can have open discussions about the meaning of Scripture. Sometimes our understanding of Scripture is based on who we are. And sometimes if God wants to change us and we're not where we want God wants us to be, our translation of Scripture can be wrong. We are to teach and admonish each other. The meaning of admonish is to caution, advise, or counsel. It also means to reprove or scold, but in a mild and good-willed and loving manner, not in a harsh way. One good biblical example of this is in Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. So how about you? Do you need to examine your life? Are you ready to change? Is God wanting to prepare you for something that you don't know what might be out there? Whenever a new child moves into Hope Mountain Center, they're not ready to hear the messages in these verses. These are some difficult concepts for them to comprehend, for them to understand. They don't feel like God chose them. They don't know where God was when they were being abused. They don't feel holy or dearly loved. They feel manipulated and used by people that they're supposed to trust, their parents. One of the girls says she feels dirty. They don't understand love. They love their parents, but in many cases, their parents were involved in their abuse. They're angry at their parents. This results in very conflicting emotions. They don't feel like being kind or patient. They don't know how to be kind or patient. They were raised in homes where kindness and patience were not part of their lives. They don't feel like forgiving anyone. They have experienced terrible physical abuse. Forgiveness doesn't seem possible. They don't feel peace. They feel confused. They don't understand their emotions. To many of them, self-harm provides comfort. They don't feel like singing to God with gratitude. They don't feel like giving thanks to God. Hope Mountain Center, though, is a safe refuge of hope, healing, and restoration. The mission of Hope Mountain Center is to transform the lives of these children that are victims, survivors of sexual abuse and exploitation, and to empower them to move from helpless victim to thriving survivor. If you think that sounds like an impossible task, it is, without the power of Christ. Elisa and I, we have the privilege of watching the power of God transform the children living at Hope Mountain Center. There is no greater joy than seeing healing happen in the lives of these children. That keeps us going. Our resident house parents living at Hope Mountain Center are a Philippine Christian married couple. They live at Hope Mountain Center with the children. They are a positive male and female role model, pouring into the lives every day with these children. Bible study and daily devotionals introduce the children to Christ. Most of the children have accepted Christ as their Savior as a result of the ministry of Hope Mountain Center. A few of the newer children are still learning who Christ is and what He did for them. But they hear about the message of Christ. They see Christ working around them through the house parents, the other children, when we come and visit and we represent Christ to them. My wife and I are volunteers. All our personal expenses are covered by my great pension from Merced County. Thank you very much. In addition to giving our time, we are financial supporters of Hope Mountain. But we do need additional monthly support to operate Hope Mountain Center and the new transitional care homes that will open in 2025. I can't tell you how much when we get to know these children, we love them. No matter who they were when they moved in, God gave us this special gift of learning to love each one of them. Each one is so different. Each one has such different strengths and abilities. It hurts. And we are there to help them through that. So what I would hope that you would consider is that if you are able to donate any amount, no matter how small, that you would think about that. You can sign up to give either one-time gifts or monthly on our website, and I would tell you it, but you won't remember it. So what I would ask you to do is pick up one of the brochures that are in the back before you leave, and it will give all the information that you need if you would like to donate to Hope Mountain Center. I just can't tell you how much I appreciate you guys and love you and care for you. And yeah, we miss being with the kids. We're going back in the middle of May, and we are just excited to be back there. So thank you for letting me share. And if I could just close us in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this time to share about the ministry of Hope Mountain Center. I just thank you for giving Elisa and me the opportunity to be part of caring for these children and to see you at work in their lives. Father, I just thank you for the part that everyone here has also in changing and transforming the lives of the children at Hope Mountain Center. Pray that you bless everyone here, and thank you for everything that you are doing in and through them. In Jesus' name, amen.